I've been off like the weed and the cigarettes for a few weeks. Like,
really?
Yeah, because I'm going crazy. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I'm like, I got to see what it's like.
Yeah.
Fucking. If you're on it for 15 years, you'll go crazy.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Like,
if you're a maniac, like, you go nuts.
Kind of.
For
like,
real.
I feel like weed, because I've been hanging out with you. So when you go heavy weed,
it's not good. It's not good.
Yeah, it's like when my face turns, like when I drink too much,
yep.
My face gets really ugly. Like, I look at it, and my face is literally, like, my eyes are puffy. I look kind of like what I look like right now. I can see it when I drink. I'm like, look at you ugly.
Yep.
Like, it's like, close up drinking.
Yeah.
Like, your liver's like, making its face. You ever do that?
What?
Like, you're not a big drinker, but
pull the mic over.
If you drink a lot, like if I drink a lot,
I'm a big drinker.
Yeah, you are.
The biggest.
You're fucking lush. Drunk, lush motherfucker. I talk about you like you're a fucking like a piece of shit degenerate. Yeah, you are. You fucking piece of shit. I saw you sucking down a nip in the parking lot before we went in here.
The floor of my truck's just full of nips.
It's like nips and scratch offs and fucking like Keno tickets that say shit on them that you write the word shit. I lost again. You're like a degenerate alcoholic. Like
banana 99s.
Yeah, getting kicked out of casinos and shit. Like the guards, like there he is. That's the first thing they say when they see you.
They know you're too drunk. You didn't even open your mouth yet.
Your hand's right behind the slot machine.
Or when I do a special using the name, I can't afford my stuff. I was just thinking, what's the realest statement I could make right now?
I can't afford
my stuff.
My stuff too pricey. Me stuff too pricey.
Or please help me, I'm running out of money.
Bill's not paid.
Chris, is that cord, the one, the gray one that's behind you? Is that, I can charge you.
No, you can't. It's all off, so.
Oh, boy.
But when I drink too much, my face gets ugly.
Oh, yeah.
And then when I don't drink, I'll get, like, more handsome. I'll get, like, it'll clear out.
More handsome.
I'll get handsome.
Yeah, I can tell.
Which is gay. But right now, I've been drinking too much. So, and here's how I get drunk. My nose gets bulbous, and my eyes get pushed
in
on the side.
You got Artie's nose?
So, I'm looking at myself, and I look like a fucking lush. It's, like, crazy. I drank last night. I'm squatting today. I'm looking at myself in the squat rack. I'm like, dude, stop drinking. I'm at the bottom of my rep, and I'm like, dude, you look like a fucking piece of shit.
It starts to happen when four decades start to add up.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yep.
It's just inflammation.
But you can see it in your face. Like, you haven't been smoking weed and cigarettes?
Nope. No,
I can
cigarettes,
see it.
No weed, yep.
Yeah, like you look handsome and clear.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've been out of my fucking... I'm just done being out of my mind. I'm fucking kill myself. I'm done.
Well, weed is your... Weed is like a tornado for you.
It's if it's saturation, then I just turn into a that does it. That just should kill himself.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah, because it happens when we get a lot... Because I mean, I've been with... Hanging out with you forever, right?
Yeah.
When we get large amounts of weed,
mm-hmm.
when we buy it or we have it given to us or something...
Yep.
I see you commandeer it, and I'm like, oh, no,
go.
Chuck, don't. He's like,
the green man.
I'm going to go outside for a smoke.
Yeah. It's every 10 minutes.
Yeah. I'm like, where's Chuck? And they'll be like, oh, I'll be right in.
It's just too psycho.
Okay.
I can't take it anymore.
It's none of anybody's business, but it's just funny.
Did you bring chocolate?
Mm-hmm.
Can I have some of that?
Yeah, there's some cookies,
God.
And there's some... A touch of sea salt.
Ooh, yeah,
there's a touch of onions, I believe.
Well, that's unavoidable.
And I got a gum here if you want some Nicorette.
Are you using the Nicorette gum?
Yeah, I'm afraid to do the Zins. I'm straight up afraid to. I can't do them.
I don't think Zins are...
Whoopsie.
Oh, I was like, what the fuck? You pull one of your teeth out?
You just like, you pull it out.
They should do nicotine dental implants.
Yeah, teeth. Nicoteeth.
Nicoteeth. Fuck.
There was one time I used the patch. And it wasn't even like to get off smoking. I was like, I'm gonna get off weed. I used the strongest patch.
Yeah.
Okay. Not even smoking.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on. I'm like buzzed. I'm like, oh man. I'm like, oh, I'm looking around. I'm like, things look weird. I fucking opened my eyes. I was dreaming, but seeing stuff straight in front of me. I was like this. Took it off.
Whoa.
And never tried it again.
Holy shit.
Like,
wow.
It was weird.
Chris, can you send me on Slack nicotine? And also nicotine patch. I don't want to do that.
It was, I was straight up hallucinating, and I was like sick for an hour. I was like, I could never do it again. It was so bad.
How strong is the patch compared to a Zin?
I don't know. What's like the max? Like 10?
The patch has got to be strong.
Yeah, there's like 12. 3 grades of it. Oh, 12? Yeah.
Well, for Zin specifically?
Or for the patches.
Oh, for patches.
You got to get more with the patch.
Yeah.
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 Oh, the patch was when they were trying shit out with people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were like, here you go, you fucking crackhead piece of shit. Yeah. Yeah, here's a pack of cigarettes and a patch, you fucking scumbag.
It comes 21 milligrams.
It was so bad. It scared the hell out of me.
If you smoke more than 10, consider starting on the 21 milligram pack. How many milligrams of nicotine in a cigarette?
Ugh. And you're doing the threes or the sixes?
Three.
Oh, okay, good.
What are you, threes?
I'm going to get sixes. I'm not really feeling the threes.
No?
6 to 28 milligrams? Ugh. What?
It just the dip nicotines, like either Skoal or something. Maybe they treat you different, but they can put you underwater.
Yeah, after I want a that. While. I need that.
Oh, okay, good.
You mean like you're getting a serious mega buzz?
Like a serious mega buzz but then if you're saturated, it just makes you tired. Like no. It's like if
are you on Zins right now?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big move.
Yeah. That's good.
I think Zins feel op-ish
because
it's so popular. Anytime something popular right out of the gate,
yep.
I get very like.
Sometimes life just gives you a freebie.
Okay.
And it's fun.
Is it flavorless?
No, they're flavored.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
And do you spit it out or you swallow it?
You spit it out ideally, but you can swallow it if you want heartburn.
Yeah.
Woo. Yeah, I do a little. I have a jug here.
A lot of people probably swallow though.
I can't swallow it.
People who swallow dip spit?
Yeah.
Doesn't Timmy swallow dip spit?
And no, if you swallow it, you're barfing fucking shitting everywhere.
Yeah, let's go, baby. Definitely.
That is the, like, swallowing dip
you're
spit.
You're barfing shit.
Yeah.
You should be put in jail if you swallow dip spit. Like, you should do, like, 3 months.
It usually only happens by mistake. You take a small sip, you're like, blowing fucking shit everywhere, barfing on someone's lawn, fucking passed out for an hour. It's so bad.
Blowing shit.
Ugh. But Skoal's, I mean... They're like good, but I mean, I wouldn't recommend you switch Skoal. Over to that.
Oh. I've done so much Skoal in my life. I'm so over it.
It's nice for a week, but then it's, I'm out of breath.
Yeah. Your gums feel like fucking you're eating hooker pussy out. Yeah, sliding.
I might go back to cigars. They do Zins. They do like a shitlout in Norway or something. Is that true?
Snus.
Really?
And it's good. I wouldn't recommend swallowing it, but I mean, I don't know what the side effects are.
Scandinavian thing.
Oh, no.
The snuff. There's tobacco.
Then the snuff films.
Someone had some. Like
this is for your gums, though, right? Snus. No, go snus, back.
Snus is like what Zin. It, like,
snus is the same thing, right?
Yeah, and
but
I think
it's tobacco.
They have better. I think like it originates from Scandinavia, and that's where like.
Yeah, we need that.
It's pretty nice.
You gotta get.
We
that.
Need that. Yeah, Chris, will you look on the camera and see if Chuck's face is blocked by this mic arm?
No. I miss the snus days. I miss them. But I can't. Swedish, I have to do the gum.
Get the Swedish tobacco. It's the French. And I smoked Amsterdam something roll your own. And it was like the common. The fucking cigarettes are strong.
Mm-hmm.
Strong.
Mr. Chris, if I lean back like this, am I out of frame? Or is my head creating a tangent with the edge of the frame? Like a. Does it look okay?
This looks great.
Okay. It looks great.
The
it does look great. Yeah, it looks okay.
It's Chris's birthday. He knows when things look great.
Chris, happy birthday,
happy
by
birthday.
The way.
Thank
happy
are
birthday
you 30?
To
I
you.
I am so proud of you for making it to 30, Chris.
Wow.
Thank you.
How old are you now?
The world's my favorite 30-year-old man in the world.
Thank you very much.
How old are you now? I go to Twin Oaks. You ever go to Twin Oaks for your birthday?
With my grandma when I was like 9.
Happy birthday to you.
Is it?
Oh, that's how you do it, literally.
Is that like a chicken place, like family style chicken, or
yeah,
what?
It is kind of. It's Italian though. It's like family style gold chains.
Oh.
Hey, happy birthday to you.
Family style backhands.
Damn.
It's fucking no women. No women waiters.
Mm-hmm. That sounds kind of nice.
It is. No mistakes.
Oh.
They snap at each other. Charles, bring this guy some waters. Right like that.
Imagine if you tried to do that over a woman, you get pepper sprayed in the middle of the restaurant.
You'd have 2 state troopers fucking getting you up around, 2 lesbo state troopers hauling you out. Hogtied on the back for a, but they're kind of like rough with each other.
Yeah.
But that's the workflow.
Yeah.
They're like, Matthew!
That's cool.
It is cool. Yeah.
Is the food good?
No. It's good. I don't want to say that. It's it serves the most plates in New England.
Yeah.
It has one of those like stats.
Yeah.
And you can Three fuck Oaks. The place money wise. So if you want a steak and a lobster for it, you can legit get a steak and lobster for like $51 or $46. You can do that thing. Remember when you used to do that a lot?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You serve the turf kind of guy?
This is how Sam used to order.
I've never had lobster in my life.
No, 5 years ago, Sam would go, what's the most amount of food I can get for the least amount of money?
I would do that, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Those are my Chipotle, gaming Chipotle days.
It's fun. It's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing it now. I'm like 5 years late to the party. Mm. But you can go there and get like a baked potato, beet salad, a green salad, a steak, a side order of pasta with sauce, and a lobster for like $51.
Hmm. Mm.
Let's fact check that.
Yeah. Might as well work out in the parking lot before you step in.
Nice website. Look, they've got the animation on the website. That's kind of crazy. Scroll down and just slowly. Jelly?
You see the Jello, lime Jello?
Yeah, mint.
Is it animated?
It's got like parallax scrolling
that's
in here.
Silly. Look at that. Yeah, they need a
it's good.
Star background.
I need a website. help me with my website. A computer nerds, help me with my website.
The filet mignon is pretty reasonable.
Yeah, 16, was it? What did I get? The ribeye for 39, and then the add-on. I think the add-on was 21 for two steamed lobster tails.
Oh.
MP.
And where is this one again? Like, where's the
Cranston
place?
Cranston Ginzo Heaven.
Oh, Cranston.
Mm. It's on Ginzo Street. Literally.
It's like go at Garfield. No, not Garfield. That. Yeah.
It's back there.
Have you ever been to Garfield's?
It's a real thing.
You ever been to this restaurant?
Sabra Street. Sabra is the most Italian name in the world. It's the ugliest name of all time. Sabra.
Sounds like something out of Hyrule, like Zelda.
Yeah, it does. It's like Italian superhero girls.
Wasn't that an SNL sketch, Sabrettes? It's like a Greek, where there are Greek guys in a restaurant. Welcome to Sabrettes or something. I don't know. I'm thinking of something. I'm thinking of the, you like the juice, huh?
Yeah, you like the juice.
Yeah.
Sabrettes.
I feel like I've heard the name Sabrettes in that context, like a Greek hairy guy.
Yeah. That sounds...
Hubs
Gyros. You like a juice. Yeah, man, this show was so good. Yeah, fuck.
I know. It's sad they fucked it all up.
It's pretty funny.
What year is this? Like a good lineup.
A little 90? More juice for the sandwich.
Two?
You like the juice, huh?
Yeah, it's good.
With the juice.
Yeah, it's very good, very good.
More juice?
No. I just like some ketchup for my fries.
You like the ketchup, huh?
Wow, we pulled this thing into hell, huh?
I made it fucking the whole episode. 7 minutes.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. You like the soda, huh? Jesus Christ. No wonder why people... This was a very hated on cast, too, I think.
Really?
I think when... 93, like those guys that we considered them. I remember feeling a dichotomy of like those guys we considered the greats, Farley and my guy, Mike Myers, all these guys. And then I think Chevy Chase and Bill Murray and all those guys, like those guys are fucking. They're talentless hacks falling through tables and fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And I was like, shut your stupid ass.
That's the old guard. That's the old fucking freak show guard.
Yeah.
It's like Dana Carvey and all those guys, like they were, I mean, this is a different crew than Carvey and Hartman and all them. It's kind of different, but I don't know. Before then, I don't even know what it was.
Well, those
like
old
the 80s.
Those are the golden age, like the old timers. They're not. Do you think they're funny?
I can't
watch that.
I don't know if it holds up. I haven't seen it in 30
I like
years.
Chevy Chase and National Lampoon and those movies and stuff. Like Chevy Chase has definitely had funny moments, but like, you know, Steve Martin.
Yep.
Steve Martin's the most unfunny motherfucker I've ever watched.
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin's like, he's like Cape Cod, the comedian.
But don't forget My Blue Heaven, though. The best movie of
really?
Ever made. Ever.
Really?
Don't sleep on
like
that.
My
I'm
Blue
telling
Heaven.
You. No?
No, people do love it, though. People, I know I'll get shot for saying that.
Well, whatever.
My Blue Heaven's a big,
I've never been a Steve Martin guy, but that movie, I mean, the movie's good. The same thing with Ghostbusters, the worst movie. Rick Moranis makes it good. Same thing in My Blue Heaven.
Yeah,
it's Rick Moranis is the best.
Who's the girl in
Joan Cusack from Toys.
Yeah, I'd eat her out.
She was she's a big bitch.
Yeah,
no, just tall.
Yeah, I like Joan Cusack. She's got like that. She's got that something great about her.
Yeah, she has a.
Steve Martin makes me sick, man.
Steve Martin,
his face is so unfunny.
And people who like Steve Martin suck dick.
Yeah, go to the upper right picture there, Chuck.
He's like the clarinet of the symphony.
That face, like, that's his, like...
His Goomba face?
That's, like, his soul right there. That that expression he's got in that picture. That's what his spirit is like.
Yeah. He lays it on
smarmy.
Thick.
He's smarmy.
Yeah, he's thick.
Fucking fat.
And we're not talking Alan.
And it's not Alan Thick. I'm Alan Thick.
Lay it on thick.
Hello, Jars.
Alan Thick.
Yeah, he's just like one of those like old guard guys that like got the pass. That's truly, you're not even 1/10 of Phil Hartman.
Oh man, there no one beats Phil Hartman. Nobody.
No, Phil Hartman's a god compared to you.
What's it? What was this guy's name again?
Which one?
On the
Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon.
Yeah.
Kevin Nealon
had he's a
dry guy.
Perfect dry.
Yeah.
Like another Jason Alexander.
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
Like Mate Needham.
He did some good stuff with Sandler, like in his old tapes, like we're two gay guys fucking. Remember?
Really?
Remember? Yeah, there was like some good. You remember that one?
No, how'd that one go?
I don't remember.
That sounds funny.
It's really good.
Adam Sandler. What is it called? Adam Sandler audio tapes.
Yeah. I remember that's like Tollbooth Willie. They're all going to laugh at you. Those were the days.
I remember my dad threw my radio across the room when he heard me. He's like, take that shampoo bottle and stick it up my ass. He heard that. He's like, got that fucking shit off the fucking radio.
It makes sense how he didn't like that, but I get it.
Damn.
Talking about beating off baby oil. Like, I didn't need to hear that shit from, you know, Sandler, his songs and shit. Like, fuck that.
Yeah.
I mean, we all know how good Adam Sandler is, but whatever.
Kevin Nealon was great in any Adam Sandler movie. His appearances are...
Yeah.
He's so dry, it's unreal.
Him and Norm MacDonald had it completely figured out on what exactly to do in an Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah.
I love that. Like, yeah. Norm, oh, this is Frank. This says Frank underneath. It's always doing it. Like, they had it figured out.
Oh, my God. These movies were
great. I always
like
the SNL cast hate is really funny. And I think that's all just bullshit perpetuated by them inside to keep the lore big. Because Will Ferrell era was really good, too.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Kattan.
Yeah. He was good in SNL.
Yeah.
You can't deny it, even though he's weird, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You can't.
Yeah, man. Nice to meet you, man. Is it always like this with the TV cameras and the people and stuff?
Oh, yeah. A lot of pressure. You got to rise above it. Mm-hmm. You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad. Mm-hmm. Feel the flow happy.
Yeah, all right. Well, great. Thanks a lot. Nice to meet you, man. Psycho.
Oh, those were the days.
Yeah, that was a fun time.
Saying psycho when someone finishes talking.
Yeah. Psycho. I don't remember SNL too. Like, I probably saw one episode, the stuff from the 70s, like the Radner and the Murray.
Garbage.
Like,
it's garbage.
I didn't really like it.
Yeah. Yeah. Man, it was always bad. It was like word jokes and like repeat.
Yeah, it's like Upright Citizens Brigade or something. Like, it's more like Canadian improv or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
The way they pounded they would like beat a dead horse. Mm-hmm. Like, rape.
Just people figuring out how to do TV.
Thank you very much.
Or what translates on the TV. Like, that juice sketch is 7 minutes. It is.
It's if you pitch that.
As long as it should be. At least.
It'd be 3 minutes, 40 seconds if it was us.
Yeah.
Or anybody. People are going to get tired. And then they kind of figured out compositional work, I think, in like the
Will Ferrell era.
Yeah. Like like Molly Shannon and.
Then they started like building characters in order to make movies of them.
Mm-hmm.
They got into that habit. Or maybe, I don't know.
It's time to die at that point.
Yeah. And now they just completely. Now no one can pay attention for 5 seconds.
Yeah. I like Chris Kattan.
Yeah.
I like Chris Kattan. Physicality, I've never seen it matched.
Yeah.
The way he can jump up on you like a monkey and you hold him. Like, I've never seen anyone be able to do that. The guy's a freak.
That's true. Yeah. You got to give the devil his due here.
And he had good, like, his line delivery.
Wow, Sting is a f**k.
Yeah. Sting?
Yeah. Mr. Peavers?
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yo!
Holy shit.
Sting's got a hat with keys on. You're fucking his wife and you grab his keys. Look at this.
You see, industries like logging and cattle ranching are destroying millions of acres
of
rainforest. And if-
We need Schultz doing this.
Are you kidding me? Holy shit.
What is it now? Is the people-
He's in the audience right now?
Yo, man.
Yeah.
He's eating dreadlocks. Yo!
Yeah.
Damn.
No one's doing
Whoa.
That.
Crazy.
I don't see Punky Johnson doing that.
It's crazy.
Destroyed an actual apple instantly.
Yeah, jumping Jeez. On Sting, like jumping on a star and spitting apples in his face and not being scared to offend him.
Yeah.
You're humping Sting?
Like, no one wants to offend the musical guests these days.
That's Sting. That's a huge...
Yeah, Steve Martin thinks he's the hugest thing since sliced bread. He's broke.
Why?
I think he spent all his money or something. I remember hearing that Sting... His name's Gordon Sumner. I know that. I don't know why I know
his name.
Sting's name is Gordon Sumner.
You think Sting is broke?
Sting is broke.
Oh,
how
Sting?
Is that possible?
Sting is like Sinbad.
No way.
Look up Sting Net Worth. He'll play your birthday party for 10 grand.
Is he a god like Sinbad?
No, that's not true. No fucking way. I heard he was broke. Is Sting broke?
There's no way Sting's broke.
I know. I can't believe it either. I remember hearing it. Fuck. I dream of red. I think it was a blind item that I read years ago that like he needs to do tours and I don't know. I could be wrong. Hmm. Maybe it's bad information.
So
if
good,
anybody man. Knows Sting, ask him if he's broke.
Hey, like, you do the swinger parties still with the keys and the hat?
Is he a swinger thing?
Yeah, that's a thing. He's very well known for swinging.
Really?
Yeah.
Swing?
Yeah, put your keys in the hat and we all pick random keys. We fuck each other's wives and shit. And we probably fuck each other up the ass afterwards.
Call me Sting, call me Swing. It's like he's obviously cartwheeling into a guy.
He's funny about it.
He's like upsidedownpineapple.com.
Hey, look, I'm Peepers the monkey.
A dream of rain and fucking your wife. I'm just fucking with you.
Keys jingling. It's insane, man.
All right, let's hit topical stuff. You want to talk about the news? What's happening right now?
Oh yeah,
important stuff.
I sent Chris something.
Yo, what's happening in the news?
I got one.
Yeah,
this is kind of news related. This is just a local news thing.
Is it local news? This is for our Rhode Island viewers.
Local as in Florida.
Okay, so this is for our Florida viewers.
Take me.
Hey, chill.
I just hit you again. What the you do about it?
Tell you what's gonna
for the first time, we are seeing body camera video when Miami-Dade Spanish? Police say they were assaulted by a quadriplegic man. A case so unusual, even the judge at first appearance seems surprised.
I have truly never seen a case like this.
It happened May 1st. Police were called to the Southwest Miami-Dade home of Brian Amastha. According to the report, Amastha and his mother, seen here in red, were involved in an argument. But when mom is put in handcuffs, this happens.
Do you remember the black rapper?
The black rapper, yeah.
Like the elephant man looking guy, he has like 1,000 children. It's like the CB family or something. Like,
No, I
just had to push it out before I forgot. Because it's kind of like this. He looks kind of like the Black Elephant Man. And he's got lots of kids and his songs are kind of good.
I'll bring that up.
I bet you could find it.
This gets better.
Stop hitting me with the chair,
man,
Brian.
Stop doing
That's
that.
A battery on
you
our
just
wheel.
Said.
When we interviewed Amastha back then, he told us this.
They claimed that I hit them with my wheelchair.
Did you?
I absolutely did not.
The report stated that you spit at an officer.
Right. So I suffer from acid reflux, so I normally spit.
He's smart.
I spit like the different direction.
You got a good
but
lawyer.
This is the video.
You want to listen or not?
Bro.
Amastha also told us he felt humiliated during his arrest.
Bro, you laughing at me, bro?
Because he was separated from his motorized wheelchair, which he says was damaged when...
Look
Holy
at that.
Shit.
Cops are so retarded sometimes, though.
Sad, isn't it?
That's the shit that drives me crazy.
Like, this guy deserves any more hassle?
Mm.
Look at him.
Well, it's evidence. That was the weapon that was used.
The flatbed. You see one officer appearing to text someone, joking that they were going to put him on the tow truck. Officers later seen inspecting their legs. Amastha charged with 2 counts of battery on a law enforcement officer.
That's like 18 years minimum, isn't it?
Wow.
Damn. Yeah. So, sex pot. And then,
Jesus Christ.
I had
sex pot.
Just because I was interested, I was interested in his music also.
Mm-hmm.
One of the comments.
El Valiente.
Bass C8.
Acid reflux.
One of the comments was, there's no lift to get in these sports cars.
He's not driving that.
No, he just makes.
Do you know how expensive it is to fit a car with handicap?
What's that dog shit under the car?
Yeah.
And then it's like a love thing. Like, it's like him, like...
He looks pretty good.
Was he falling in love with a chick?
Well, he's like, I don't know, like, I don't know Spanish, yeah. But he's kind of admiring this able-bodied couple.
Wow. The couple looks real, too.
So, anyways, it's weird because...
Yeah, man, it's crazy life.
Miami.
Thank
has
God like, we have working bodies. Jesus.
Miami has
it's unreal.
Those like very, because at first I thought he was just like a white guy, but they have like very fair skinned Spanish.
Yeah, Puerto Rican whites.
Yeah, and like
they're
Cubans.
A bit bright in tone, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah. The Puerto Ricans can be Puerto Rican and Colombians can be blonde with green eyes.
Yeah, like Miami, there's so a guy that looked like me that was just speaking Spanish, and I was like,
You're not supposed to do that. What are you doing? That. Stop doing an impression of me.
Stop it.
Stop it. Knock it off and go. Go be brown and eat tacos.
But in other news, Trump did that.
He did space? The call with Elon. Did yeah. either of you guys listen to that?
I listened to four minutes of it.
Was it good?
I haven't listened to it.
I bet it was good.
I bet it was good.
I bet they talked about good stuff like like the elimination of income tax. You know, free gas, electric, stuff like that. And I mean, who knows what else? That was probably their platform. I mean, the immigration thing, it's pretty easy to ship everyone back, honestly. It's pretty easy to do that. Those are the platforms that they're running on right now? Or is it just something else? Something maybe more with more priority?
I heard that Trump wanted Elon on some sort of board or if Trump won, like some sort of, I don't know what position. But
you should get him on the board.
Some sort of South African board.
Yeah.
Cheese board. Do the cheese caves.
What are the stunning moments? Is this going to be some presenter presenting it to us, or are we going to actually listen to the call here?
Probably.
News click? The what? Fuck this.
Yep.
Things are getting Indian.
Mm. Well,
yeah.
Things got Indian fast with that link.
so crazy.
It's a bunch of bullshit.
Oh, man.
It's so crazy, the politics. Like, it's so weird now after all these years. And because it's been, like, really, like, hot ever since Trump came around. It's just, how do you maintain that energy for 20 years?
It's boring.
It's crazy. Yeah.
After a while, to me, I don't know. Because that's a pretty big moment. And it got, what, 88 million, 72 million streams?
That's probably pretty big, isn't
that was
it?
I think it was the biggest in Twitter history.
Mm-hmm.
What are people generally saying about it? Like, I don't know.
I don't know either.
Let's really? See.
Probably nothing.
Probably that it's epic and huge.
Yeah.
It probably is.
Yeah. We need Harris on there. Captain Harris?
Yeah, Captain Harris. Commandant Lassard?
Blue Oyster Club?
The Blue Oyster Club.
So good.
It's just a bunch of memes.
I saw Mark Cuban come out and said that Silicon Valley is hot for Trump now.
In a negative way, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think the people running tech stuff, I think they realize the show's grinding to a halt here with all these browns.
Well, stock price inflation is high. Tech guys are completely propped up on fake business. If shit hits the fan, they have nowhere to go. They can't take false promises at this point.
AI comes for everybody. Well, almost everybody. It comes for them, though, sooner or later.
Oh, yeah.
Trump's Silicon Valley backers have lost the connection to the... Well, Mark Cuban is very Jewish.
Brazilian.
And he's going to... His Brazilian. This is only going to increase from here because he's aging and he's losing his...
He's probably turning into his grandmother.
The need to conceal the Brazilian-ness. I think it's time to go full Jew.
Brazilian.
For old Mark here.
They're going to... You think they're going to prop Mark up on the left?
They're going to run him, you mean?
I think that he's got the highest chance of running, if he wants to.
Hmm. Interesting.
Whoa. Marcus Fly? That's so weird. Mark Cuban? Yeah. I mean, he was kind of funny way back in the day when he used to throw chairs and stuff at a basketball game. Mm-hmm. And get fined. That was his shtick back then.
I liked what he thought about skirts.
What did he say about skirts?
Put a camera under him?
If you see a girl wearing them, put your hand up them.
Oh, yeah.
How do you
He was sitting at a chicken wings restaurant and he was like this, oh, pussy, I'd love to grab that.
He's
I'm a fucking billionaire. My fingers are inside you.
He's grabbing like a
He's pulling on her
squeezing like the fat into a shape.
He's got the peewee shoes with the mirrors, the upskirt shoes. Yeah.
He's like looking down at her. He looks right up at her. He's like this. He's vicious. He's disgusting about it.
It's kind of that's weird thinking about that guy getting sexual. Honestly, it's kind of makes me nervous.
I like him with his blonde white hair, like that recently with his graying hair, and you realize he's been dying it for so long.
Mm-hmm. Certify the election.
I gotta start dyeing my hair.
And called the government.
You're gonna die.
Neither of these guys are American.
Yeah, two fake.
Looks
name.
Like my brother.
I am your brother, Charles.
Imagine you can't escape. It's there's.
This
just
is crazy.
Yeah,
this
sick.
Is, this is looks like it's all AI generated. Oh, all this results coming up.
How could you prove it isn't?
What a pile of slop.
Yeah.
I like the guy. I like the guy that booty walls. You know, Freakus Timothy. He's funny though. The Harris
Tim Walz.
Yeah,
he is
like,
funny.
The way he makes faces.
He's a theater. He's like a theater kid.
He's
yeah,
so good.
Yeah,
really. I'll be disappointed if they throw him off. Stolen Valor. Fuck you. Get the fuck. Like I give a fuck about Stolen Valor. All right, how many babies do you kill? 15,000. Yeah. Fuck you, Stolen Valor. Fuck off. You know, that's the least of what I care about.
Yeah. They're weird. He's coming out. He's talking to you like you're a person. He's like, the guys are, he's using, what's the dirt on this guy?
It's like, I don't know. What's like gay straight alliance stuff back in high school. I think that's, you could consider that dirt. Maybe not. The Stolen Valor thing. I guess he didn't kill enough babies for people to give him an award, I guess. Cute.
This guy is governor of Minnesota. Is that what you're talking about?
He's in Rhode Island right now.
We should go hit him up.
Yeah, is Minnesota the one where they have a Somalian flag? They changed it?
Yeah. Ilhan Omar just won her 19th.
Holy shit. It's, things are getting to a boiling point. They got the MLB.
What's that?
Oh, yeah.
You just want to know what the baseball scores are.
That stuff in the UK looks crazy. I really want to go do a UK show right now.
Can you imagine that?
That stuff looks
crazy. Yeah.
I think you'd get stuck there.
Sounds dangerous.
I think they would use you
as a... It's possible.
They would make an example of you, probably.
I think it's time to go there.
We could. So you can be in a Manchester prison.
We could always build, you know, the Japanese guy that built his own little potato revolver or something like that? Yeah. We build one of those.
Didn't he build a multi-barreled shotgun?
It was something staggering.
I think he like made it look like Metal Storm or something.
Whoa. Japanese guy?
Yeah, the guy who assassinated the Prime Minister Abe.
And this guy was a god. He was keeping Japan homogenous. So, like, wasn't he a god? That's why he was assassinated?
Probably.
Like, Abe? He was keeping away the queer shit, generally speaking.
Really?
Yeah.
And Abe? Yep.
Like, I think he was like a Trump kind of guy.
He was like the guy.
They're coming for Japan. They're niggas in Japan is the theme of the 2030s coming up. Mark my words.
How do you fight it?
They got niggas in China too, which is the craziest thing I've ever seen. A black person in China, that's nuts.
Black Samurai, Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
The guy that was like, I think he was
sow the seeds for that.
Say that.
Time to sow the seeds for that narrative. The black man was the original Japanese.
Oh, that's a good one.
They built Japan.
I love
Japan.
Sushi.
Is the last place left.
Yeah.
It kind of is.
I like Bosuzoku.
Do you think it's I mean, it's not possible to survive the onslaught. It's kind of not, is it?
No, I think that this is the churning of and chaos of the world has always been the case. I think that's been the case for thousands of years. You know, I think we're fine.
Well, can they convince the Japanese women?
There's no such thing as an empire that lasts forever. It's never happened before.
Time.
The two reproduction rates that were negative were Germany and Japan in like 2008 when I read like a little bit of economics.
The reproduction, that shit is...
You don't like
it's
that?
Crap.
That's a meme. It's a Malthusian like prophecy thing. I don't...
Just a gaslight. It's an excuse.
Type in Malthusian...
I did find something that hurt my feelings because I like stats and stuff like that, geography and statistics.
So, Nick, this is the original. In 1798, Thomas Malthus, he predicted that there would be a total collapse of the world. This is in the late 1700s, that because population growth would overtake the ability of farmers to produce food.
Yeah.
And it's... It's negative. The human mind has a negativity bias. Like if you think there's a tiger in the bushes, you're generally safer than if you think there's not a tiger in the bushes. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like it's safer for humans just to be negative. So this is like a thing that plays into that. But and I think that also this type of stuff, like saying that AI is going to overtake whatever, it's also salacious and like it just has it has a hotness to it. Like you want to believe it and buy into it and think that that's how it works. But generally, what does salacious mean? Having or conveying undue or inappropriate interest in sexual matters. Okay, so I use that the wrong way. It's a obscene, indecent, improper thing.
AI is going to fuck your
I think I used salacious properly there. I'll take it.
It was for my own purse. I had never heard
I'm gonna go ahead and keep my
the ruling on the field stands.
I'm gonna stand by my usage of that word there. I think this stuff is it's all crap. It's all just done like so the global warming stuff. Everything is humanity and the planet are both they're the opposite of fragile systems. They're what's it called? Like a fragile system would be the more you sort of shake the foundation, the more the output goes to the extremes. But I think that like the planet specifically, like the ecosystem is the opposite. It's like the, it's very difficult to disrupt the, homeostasis, disrupt yeah. the,
well, because you'd have to change people's lives, the way they live their lives. We eat, sleep, and breathe, and you know, and fuck, and that's pretty much it. So,
how did we get on this again? What was the thing that you were? Oh, population.
Population and reproduction.
Does Japan like what? It's just a problem. It's just they have an excess of old people.
What do you think the solution is? Import blacks?
No, there's no. It doesn't. that's what they're gonna put it up, doesn't though. Even need a solution. It's just a thing that happens. Like the economy. Like eventually, you reach. Like an asymptote, like you reach the top of the curve. You don't need to fill Japan with 2 billion people. Like it just doesn't. You don't need to do that.
No.
And I think that it's a big problem because essentially fiat currency, like we are buying today at the expense of future generations. When you print money or you have like Social Security, like we're paying. We're not even paying for our parents' Social Security. We're paying for like our grandparents' our grandparents' retirement. Like our Social Security and the sort of benefits that we are promised in old age, those are paid for by our grandchildren with fake money. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why population. That's probably the biggest reason why population collapse is a problem, and the reason why governments. See it as a huge problem is because governments have promised all this stuff that they're like future generations are in debt, and if the future generation isn't bigger and the GDP isn't climbing, then you have this like inability to pay for stuff. But I don't think that's necessarily such a huge problem. It just means that like poor people are going to die.
Do you really believe there's 8 billion people in this realm here? Do you believe that?
Yeah. Have you ever seen pictures of India?
Yeah, but that's
I wouldn't call them people. I would say like biomass.
Well, people would
plant matter.
It's people matter.
I just don't believe anything at all.
They're not
anymore.
People in the sense that we need to think about them or care about them.
Alex Schultz and I were talking. Alex has a theory that there's like 7 million people in this world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you run into people?
Yeah.
Like, you'll run into like Will Mahoney.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like in an airport.
Yeah.
And like Will Mahoney will walk by and you're like, what? Or like Tenna. Mm-hmm. Or like, sure. You know, you'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here? You're like, I'm in Texas. You're like,
I'm one of the 7 million people.
Yeah, there's 7 million of us.
Meet and know.
Yeah. Sorry.
There's actually 700,000 of us.
we all know each other's names.
We do costume changes.
Well, according to some, I don't know, scriptures, I guess, there's only 144,000 real souls that aren't NPCs in this world.
That sounds really,
doesn't it sound
more
right?
appropriate.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds about right. The elect.
That's crazy.
Isn't that scary?
That's spooky.
They're all
Brazilian.
Yeah. Yeah, cattle.
They're all in Israel.
Yeah, we're
boy.
The human souls.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about animal souls?
I don't know.
Do animals have souls according to theology?
Well, they definitely have catitude.
Animals have something.
They have dogma and catitude.
And it's just scary. It scares me when I think of the elect or the real souls, because at least it looks like after a sort of catastrophe 300 or whatever years ago, the whole place was repopulated with clones and baby incubators, theoretically. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of scary. It's the scariest thought for me to think that perhaps we are descendants of clones and are barred from heaven. It's like really scary to think about that.
Mm.
What do you think about that?
Oh, well, I
think Jesus would...
Would you disagree?
I think Jesus would disagree.
He's like, no fucking way.
He wouldn't keep us out of there. He's like, this, you guys are way better than the ones with the real souls over there in the Middle East.
What are all these doing up here?
Yeah, what the hell? I got to run to Cumberland Farms. I need smokes. That's what Jesus said. But I when I was looking at the stats thing, back to the statistician, for the first time ever, because economics and stuff like that's always been like interesting. I just watch it. I don't know anything, but I just like to like observe it.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistician... the stats warehouse where they're getting the stats had a fun name on it. And I realized, I'm like, something clicked for me. I was like, oh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of money in statisticians.
It's all cooked.
Mm-hmm. It's cooked books.
Who's doing it? Is it a guy who really is like a hobbyist and he's like, I want to know the truth about everything?
Is it
someone who's being paid by Marlboro?
Yes.
There's 2 billion smokers in the world. There's actually 3.
And growing.
It's going to double in 10 years.
And if you do 10% compound, yeah. So there's 2 kinds of people in this world. Those who understand compound interest and those who don't.
Yeah.
Aren't censusing...
There's no science or numbers or anything that's not paid for by somebody.
Yep. And I like instantly was like, fuck.
Yeah.
And don't forget, it's like a capital offense to take a census of or Israel, or whatever you want to call it. That's He'll like punishable you. By death. You're not supposed to take a census of them.
Auto guillotine.
Isn't that weird?
That's funny.
They call it the census guillotine.
Yeah, why?
They're like this. How many...
because the Holocaust was so... They used the census so much for the Holocaust that they can never again do this, Charles.
Yeah, it's tainted.
No.
Never again. You'll never count us ever again.
No.
Count us among the living.
You're not going to assign a number to me. You want to tattoo a barcode on me and gas chamber me?
Where's my grandma's shoes?
Where's my social security card? We got barcodes already since the second we're born.
Mm.
Whoa. Yeah, the stat ride was a fun one.
You know what's funny? I heard in Israel, like Brazilian business owners, they don't hire...
Well, they have Bangladeshis and shit.
Really?
No, they'll hire goys and like just anyone that's not a... Oh. If it's a position, if you're hiring somebody for a position where you could potentially steal... They won't hire it.
No way.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Can you imagine how that fight goes down?
Some sort of a middleman thing, like they don't steal from each other or something like that, or I don't know.
No, it's just you if you were a Jew, Brazilian. If you were a Brazilian business, this is a Brazilian person told me this. If you were a Brazilian Jewish, like business owner in Israel, you wouldn't trust to like run your shit. Like you wouldn't get some Israeli guy. You'd get like a goy or somebody that's not
an Irishman?
Something like that.
All the I know, right? Imagine.
Isn't that crazy?
I guess it should be unsurprising.
So it's like 2 are talking and they're like, man, I kind of ran into some hard times. I lost my job at the bank. And he's like, well, I got this mortgage company that I still run. I wish I could help you, Avi, but.
Yeah. I don't trust you.
I don't trust you as far as I can throw. He's like, honestly, I wouldn't either, pal. I wouldn't either, man. They call me Sticky Fingers. I can't help myself. No harm. No problem. It's in our nature, right?
Mm.
You know, you wouldn't hire your black friend to be the father of your kids, right?
Mm-mm.
And he wouldn't take the job even if you offered it to him because he's like water repellent with jobs. He's like Gore-Tex when it comes to being a father. He's like, what? Take care of my kids? Come on. Man, they're going to live just fine. They're going to be
just
all...
like me.
Free Bird. You ever hear that song, Free Bird, Charles? Man, that's me. When I have kids, Free Bird.
Got to go get cigarettes or go get milk. Same thing, I guess. I'm out of here. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Dad's running down the store to get a pack of Cools.
Ooh.
Never coming back.
That's so crazy.
Yeah. Who was the guy with all the kids?
The Elephant Man rapper.
Oh, Elephant
Man. Yeah.
What was his name?
O'Neal Bryan.
No, it's... I don't know. It's like some weird... It's like the something family.
It might be Elephant Man. It's a Jamaican guy?
Yeah, it's something.
Man, those Jamaicans pump out kids.
Dude.
No.
Go to the Wikipedia.
No, this guy is... No, he's the Elephant Man. Not like this. Like, straight up.
Oh, he's
up.
He's
does he have big balls?
Disfigured?
Yeah. Maybe. I can never remember. Shit, I just can't.
God's got a sense of humor giving the biggest balls to a deformed...
Jamaican
illiterate
rapper.
Jamaican rapper.
Whoa.
I don't want to look at ugly
Google's good.
Right
Google's good.
Google's great.
Google's pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a place near me, this restaurant or something, that's giving me directions to fucking Mongolia. Like, that's kind of nice. Thanks, Google.
Near me.
You got the devil laughing in your face when you try to search something?
Jamaica has the highest murder rate.
Does it?
Yeah, it's got like an alarming new... They're like, it's high.
Jamaica's scary, nuts. Man.
It's scary.
I know. I wonder why, because I had a lot of Jamaican customers. There are a lot of Jamaican truck drivers, oddly enough, in this country.
Mm-hmm.
They're like Russian truck drivers, which is kind of weird. But they like, I don't know, whatever. And I had this really nice couple that I actually liked a lot.
I've never met a Jamaican that I didn't like, but...
Yeah, me neither.
It's joyful.
Seems scary as hell.
Right. Screw-face.
You know who I don't like is Haitians. You ever met a Haitian?
Haitians scare the shit out of me.
Haitians are like fucked up disgusting.
Yeah, you know, Haitians, there's something, because they're French...
That it's like a the combination of French with that. It's
yeah,
it's not good.
It's not. It's like if guns played music.
yeah.
I don't know why, but it seems like right before you got shot, I was like, you're like, oh my god! And
you, holy shit,
Jamaica, man.
Yeah,
it's like, over for you there.
And like Haiti always being a victim. I mean, I think it's just like physicality, like aggressive. It's just my.
Well, it's kind of turned into a pain farm, like a hoodoo, or rather Haiti is, I think, specifically voodoo. I think voodoo comes out of Haiti, I believe. It's either hoodoo or voodoo, I forget, but it's like kind of like
they're up to
like
no good down alchemist there. Over they're there. Doing something bad down there.
Yeah, something's going on. Well, Laura Silsby playing down there. Was it?
I haven't heard that name in a minute.
Isn't she still working right now?
Probably.
She's probably running Best Buy or something.
God, I haven't heard that name in so long.
Yeah, Laura Silsby goes down there, collects the Haitian children. Was it Wyclef Jean is like down there? He's, you know what always weirded me out about Wyclef Jean? He was into Spider-Man.
What's that supposed to mean? Is that like Anansi? That's just
if you guys are ever into Spider-Man, I would be like, yo, don't.
Yeah.
If I'm ever into Spider-Man, pull me aside and kick.
I have a good picture. The only good thing is Spider-Man I've ever seen. I've seen two things lately, and it's him like swinging over to you, holding a pack of fucking Marlboros, and the other one, his mask up, he's got a cigarette, and he's fucking offering you cigarettes.
You know what I saw that I liked? It was Spider-Man.
What?
Can you go to VR Spider-Man?
Oh.
Oh yeah,
swinging in the freaking.
Is it in the buildings?
No.
Oh.
Go to just type VR Spider-Man. Let me figure out which thing to show you though. Type it.
I saw. Okay.
Now I did like this when I saw this. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. That right there.
Oh, what? Gregory, me boy! Are you fighting spring trap? I'll help you out. I'll save you. We're gonna revisit this young man.
Whoa.
Here we go! I'm Spider-Man. I'm Spider-Man.
So this is relatively new?
No, let's get.
This
I'm
is not.
Sure what
you
got to
go back, Chris. This is not the one I saw.
What the
that
hell?
That is the game, though. That is like where I saw.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah. Did we watch it?
Wait, scroll up. We did watch it on here, didn't we? Okay. Is it that one? No. Fuck.
It's just odd. It's like the last thing I want to see a Haitian rapper doing is saying I like Spider-Man.
Yeah. No, I don't want to see.
Please
that.
Don't do that.
Didn't you have a bunch of crazy cars too?
Yeah. The like Plymouth Prowlers and shit.
Ooh.
Or like Jaguar XJ220s.
I like these. I like those guys. Back in the 2000s, they bought cars that were like legendary and put rims on them and shit.
Yes.
Is that bad?
And then sold them for like I think Pharrell sold an Enzo, and now isn't an Enzo like $20 million?
Yeah, they're getting there. They're gonna.
Can you go to classic.com?
$20 million.
I think
car?
You can get an Enzo for 3.8. If I had to guess, no. Could be 7.
Type Enzo in there in the search bar right there. Yeah, there you go. Whatever. No, 3.8, no way.
No?
No. It's got to be at least 10.
Right here? It's 58. Okay. Oh, two for sale.
Okay. You're right. 3.5 is the rolling average.
I'm shopping, Sammy.
That's crazy.
That's a hell of a car for 3.8 million. But they used to be not, because Rocco's dad almost had one.
Mm-hmm.
He told everybody he had an allocation for one.
Yeah.
And it was like, the first time I'd ever even heard about what an allocation is. He's like, I got an Enzo allocation.
Yeah.
And then everybody called him a liar, and then he showed up with a Ford GT.
Mm.
And everybody's like, I'm lying, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah.
Nice.
Get him, Rock.
You know what I like is the F50?
Mm-hmm.
I like it because it's ugly.
It is. It's too big, right?
It's too big, which is what I want.
It's the wide ass.
Because, you know, the thing is, if you bought a McLaren, if you had a McLaren F1 and you roll up next to, like, a GTR...
Yeah,
you're in a tiny car,
too tiny of a
your
car.
Your road presence in the most expensive legendary car of all time. You're tiny,
and it's loud as shit.
What, the McLaren F1? The F50. The sense of scale, you have to like think about that before you buy a car.
Especially
it's
if you're a
super
big guy.
Important. But these the F50. Can you go to Seymour Markets? Seymour Butts, and then scroll down till you see
like a
it.
Big f- mobile.
Keep going down. Right there, the F50. So that's a car that's appropriately sized, and it's the right. I believe that for something to be truly beautiful, it has to have an aspect of ugliness.
It is ugly,
and I've said this before. You know, like a girl with busted teeth.
Yeah.
You know how when you see that, you're like, oh, want that?
Yeah, yum.
Like
yum.
If she's hot with like a snaggle tooth,
yes,
you gotta have it. If she's just hot, who gives a fucking shit?
Yeah.
That's the thing. You remember when Megan Fox came out and everybody was losing their shit?
Mm-hmm.
Who gives a shit?
Right.
Really? That's what gets you off? I need a tooth that's busting out sideways.
Yeah.
Like, all the way around.
Something. Or a fucking hook nose.
Yeah, back knee.
Or a fucking big, fucked up eyes. Something. Not back
an elbow. Horseshoe hairline. Like
something.
Cat Stewart.
Something strange.
Her hands look like that.
She does have something strange about her thumb.
Ew. That's disgusting. Nasty bitch.
Megan!
Nasty fucking ugly
Mother
bitch.
Of the year. How are her children doing?
That's an ugly bitch right there. Trans. That's weird. One ugly ass bitch right there. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't
how
care.
Her fingers cares, line up? Man. Are they like man hands? I can't. I don't
they
remember
are.
The formula.
She's beat. She's beat. She's used up. She was used up when she first came out. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, those chicks are beat.
I'd rather have some fat pile of shit on my lap. But that's this car is. I'm shocked that they in the day of Italians design Pininfarina Italians, not Asians, designing these things. I'm stunned that they allowed this to come into creation because it's fucking ugly.
If you think of the size of the Diablo SV in the 98 version from the Dumb and Dumber car and the XJ220, they went with some that rear F50 tail swoop is so ugly. But like the 19, they were getting big. I remember when I saw an SV somewhere, I was like, yo, this car is huge. It wasn't like a Lotus and an early Countach is like this high off the ground. Then the SV is like this, you know, it became like a, oh shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's just geometry and engineering. I like the silver one right there. Like those are pretty cool. The purple version of this car from.
Well, this is one of my dream cars is the Diablo SVR. If you could type that in, Chris, I would come. Yeah. That Ooh. Blue, that second link. Oh, look, yeah. Nick, can you believe this?
Oh my God.
Can you look at this right here? This is owned by an Asian guy in LA, Dennis Aoki or something
Dennis
like
Asian.
That. Dennis Asian.
Dennis Chang.
Dennis combination.
Mark my words, I will have one of those one day.
Yeah, that's
in
a great
the collection.
Car.
That's fucking.
That thing must be so loud.
Are those dangerous to drive? Or are you?
Yes.
Are
yeah.
You, are, how much do you practice driving dangerously?
All the time.
Oh, so you're pretty, every day. Pretty warmed up.
But they're dangerous because if you get in an accident in a car that has a roll cage and you're not wearing a helmet, you'll hit your head on the roll cage and splatter your head open.
Oh.
But it's also just not safe. It's just low to the ground. You can't see shit.
Yeah.
It's difficult. It's difficult to drive.
The clutches are really high. They say like the Carrera GT.
Well, on cars like this, they offset the pedals. So your legs are to the side.
Oh, that's fun.
Like your legs don't go straight down. They go to the side because I guess it's your legs are so close to the front axle that they have to make room. You know?
Fun. I never even.
And that's another thing. You're so close to the front axle. There's probably no, there's not like a crumple zone or something in this car. I mean, maybe there is, but it's not the same thing as a.
Is this submarining?
Yeah, you'll be submarining. You'll be fucking snowboating all over the place.
You'll be in like packed in a suitcase if you bump into someone going 15.
Yeah, but I'll crash one of these things and be fine. Just watch me.
You're going to be feeling parts of your own throat with your throat.
Yeah.
The last thing you remember. You're like,
Yeah, your last thought is the sensation of your throat.
You're thinking about parts of your own throat.
Yeah.
And you're going through a diagram from high school of the larynx, and you're feeling it because your neck is split wide open, and you can feel it sucking air through the outside of your skin.
It's like a tracheotomy.
You're like that Chinese prisoner exhibit with the human bodies.
Oh,
have you
yeah.
seen that?
Yeah,
like those people should be killed.
The skinless Joes?
No. The people who put that on should be killed.
What is it again?
It's museum exhibits that they bring around America of Chinese prisoners who have been, they're dead, and they've had their skin removed and their bodies dissected.
Oh,
have you
like
seen
that.
This?
Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't know it was
wasn't
prisoners.
It, yeah, yeah. Wasn't it like nameless and faceless people?
It was what, is it, what is it called? Because this tours America. Which is barbaric.
Anytime I see a skinless Joe, I know it's satanic.
Yeah. The people who put this on, they should be... No, it's not this.
Luigi's Mansion?
Type in human bodies exhibit.
I want to feel like I saw it in L.A. Is that crazy?
It does travel around. I've seen it, too.
Okay.
Like, I've...
And it's, I guess, bodies the exhibition. Yeah, but these people should be...
Yeah.
Anyone who runs a museum in America who puts this on or allows this to happen should be shot in the head. It's just absolutely disgusting. But scroll up. the exhibit. It's that exposed. Scroll down, Chris, to the this guy right here. So it's real human bodies with their, you know, parts removed, dissected, etc. The exhibition provides an up close look inside your skeletal, blah blah blah, fetal optional. They have fetuses. So if you choose to have the body exhibition at your museum, you can optionally have fetuses. Authentic human specimens on display to illustrate health concerns such as, what the fuck? The bodies are respectfully presented.
Yeah, like this. Fetuses, heads popping out, respectfully
these
presented.
People should be shot, though. They should be lined up, yeah, and shot publicly.
Well, the Chinese are big into skinning things alive. Like, isn't it's that not their forte? Even,
the Chinese can do whatever they want. The fact that this is run
in
the United States is...
Who runs it? Who thought of it?
The devil.
Mark Cuban.
Oh, no, it could be Pinhead.
I got these bodies laying around. Nice, what should try. I do with them?
Nice try, Sam.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's what happened to Uncle Frank from Hellraiser. He got his skin ripped off, and he has to keep on regenerating with other people's blood.
Gunther? Oh, of course it's something.
Sad,
fucking,
isn't it?
Is it a Dutch guy?
Yeah.
Look at this fucking fat.
Silly Billy.
Oh, man. Yeah, he's got to go.
Early life.
Got to get rid of this.
Let's go to the early life part.
They got to bring back executions. This is, we're living in hell.
Sad. Well, they're going to hell,
He looks like Dave. Like, look, he kind of does.
My father is criminality. He's from hell.
He's from hell.
You guys know about the Alcor stuff, the cryo?
Sure, yeah.
What's that?
I had my rats cryogenically frozen.
Oh.
You can,
Really?
Yeah, I did.
You can.
You ever think about just cloning them?
No.
Wow. Cool mirror.
This is in Scottsdale.
Of course it is.
These are my friends, Rick and Tanya.
Nice to meet you.
Fucking freaks. Nice audio production here.
He's got his toes out.
What the fuck is this guy wearing?
Let's turn this. We don't need to see this.
What is this doing?
It's freezing you after you die.
Oh, who cares?
Which is essentially the last thing you would ever want in life.
It's possibly a bad idea.
Chuck thinks you wake up in 60 years to spider robots pulling your eyes out. Yeah,
it would
fun.
Be like, I have no mouth, but I must scream. You'd just be tortured by robots for like a million years. The last thing you want is to not die. That's the last thing you want. Like, dying is a luxury in this world when it comes to a certain point. And it's your right, too. It's your right to be able to die.
Dying is leather.
Dying is fine. Dying is good. Wow. To not die, that's bad.
Yeah, it seems like a bad idea to me.
Look how they treat animals, you know? That's how the demons will be treating people.
They put you in a museum, like, doing coke off your mom's...
but you're not dead.
Yeah. They're like animatronically, and they're like, I like my mom's. They humiliate you. Like, they do you. Like, I like 5 pens up my ass when I my biological mother.
Oh my God.
They humiliate you like thousands of years in the future in like some psychological way. Oh my God. I eat dog shit and my brother.
See, those are the people that don't take the mark of the beast or whatever the hell. That's what they'll that's your destiny.
Holy shit.
That's scary. That's
such a funny, like, we should do that bit for World Peace 3.
Can you, Chris, on Slack, type WP3 --space, getting cryogenically frozen, revived in robot museum. I like 5 pens up my ass while I my biological mother. I my brother up the
I eat dog shit. My mom is the hottest woman I've ever French kissed.
Waking up in prison.
Just type all that, Chris.
It's like, I have no mouth, but I must scream too.
Yeah, it's like,
you ever play that? Like, that's like what we're describing. Like, well, I mean, not exactly, but it's like, you know, people being kept alive and just tortured by curious AI.
I read the story. I don't think I could stomach the game.
I don't think I could play it either. People have been telling me to play it. I say, you play it.
I Have No Mouth, But I Must Scream is a short story by Harlan Ellison, who's like a legendary science fiction writer. He is
Brazilian,
though.
Babylon 5,
that's
right?
Cool picture,
he helped write a lot of Babylon 5 episodes, and
God, that's good imagery.
Yeah, isn't that awesome?
The thrust of the short story is there are these five humans who are the last humans left alive, and they're kept alive forever by this computer intelligence as a form of revenge against humanity for creating it. And this robot, this computer intelligence just tortures them for thousands of years. And I think...
Sounds like fiction, doesn't it?
The ending is one of the humans finds a way to kill the other four, and then he keeps the last human alive, and he has no mouth at that point. And he has the urge to scream or something like that.
I don't think I want to play it or read it.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's, yeah.
Was it good?
No, it's, I say the author's Brazilian because it is sort of a nihilistic, that kind of dystopia. I don't think it's realistic or useful.
You don't
or
like
good.
That shit?
No.
No, like, is that a common theme in cyberpunk literature?
That's a lot of it. That's like Black Mirror.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is just dystopia.
Negative.
I think it's Lucifer's fantasy. That's what it represents. Like torturing humans to torture God. Like
I don't think
it goes beyond it. Even
I don't think it's realistic or it serves a literary purpose or anything other than satisfying a urge in the mind of somebody who is negative.
So like the technological implementations and the cleverness are what you're after.
I don't like that material ever at all. I just read it just to read it.
No, I'm saying like in the cyberpunk and the futurist shit.
Well, there's a lot of cyberpunk stuff that's the opposite of that, or is uplifting and good that I like.
And is it like the clever use of technology and like our names?
My favorite writer would be Philip K. Dick, and he's been described his writing. People critique his writing because the plots don't. They kind of unravel by the end of the book a lot of the time. They're not, some of them are extremely perfect. Like Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep is like a perfect book. Some of them, the plots don't really resolve or anything. That's one of the critiques against them, and I'll explain why in a second. Another critique that I think is fascinating is people pick on his writing for having typos and grammatical errors.
Oh.
Which is, that's a fantastic. Like somebody take the one of the greatest science fiction writers getting on his case for typos and grammatical errors, that's like the definition of midwit to me. Like that's pure Redditor mind. Like you're looking at these ideas that are like golden and you're like, oh, he used the wrong
case. Sentence.
Yeah, that's incredible to me.
Who did
that? Someone
can
be that
fucking shit. Do you
like Redditors and stuff? People on Quora, that type of thing.
You have now completed the first hour of a Perfect Guy Life podcast. Full access to all episodes and more, visit mde.tv.